Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say anything.
The second it enters your throat, you're shocked.
That's right.
Germany's a great city.
You are?
The era has become.
Yeah, I would agree.
This is much ado about not a whole lot of nothing.
You're damn right, Germany's a great city.
With the sound of rock.
Seattle?
You like to drink?
I like to drink.
I'm going to drink the whole show.
Majestics?
Yeah. Stand by my statement, Mike Lynch. Stand by it.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. I was trying to finish my open.
I got in the way of your opus. I thought you were done.
No, I was looking for a specific drop.
Wow. That's like what sometimes Rob does this. Now that we're speaking of one Isaac Rob when he's not here. Sometimes Rop is talking and he has a very strange pattern. Sometimes he'll take like a long Jim Rome pause and then he starts again. So if he's not looking at you and he stops, I assume he has more to say. Like you can, it's not like it's an obvious end. And so then I don't say anything and then he'll turn and look at me like, hey, are you going to say something? I'm like, well, for God's sakes, I didn't think you were done.
Yeah, but you do that sometimes too, Souk, where you sound like you're done with your thought.
Yeah.
And then another like 20 seconds comes out after you sound like
I'm the reverse. like Rob will fool you into thinking he has more to go. I will pause and then I'll just keep going.
Right. And I'll be like, oh, it's time. And I'll start talking and then you keep going.
I'm like, gotcha. Now, normally we don't do this because it is Club 1080, but Nemec has composed himself. He's cleaned himself up. He's had a cigarette. Would you care now to just take a brief moment and proclaim the greatness of Trey Day here? Since you spent the last half hour illegally streaming the Niners preseason game and taking victory laps around the office.
Oh, no.
How'd that stream work for you, by the way?
I'm watching it.
It's a great site.
No, not the one you recommended.
Oh.
I had to tweet out, hey, if anybody knows how to watch the game. And then
mine didn't work.
It did not work. Not for the NFL. Anyway, he looked all right. He sailed a ball to the sideline on 3rd and 7 in his first drive, and that was disappointing. And then threw a 76-yard touchdown pass down the sideline to rookie Danny Gray, whose job it is to take the top off the defense. He got behind the defense for a 76-yarder.
At which point you got up, left the studio,
and dropped a
laptop in hand as you held it.
I had to watch the replay.
And then raise an arm, and as the door shut, yelled out, "Woo!"
Yeah, I sure did.
Ric Flair.
One of the things I liked on the first drive, too, is you can see...
Look, he's not going
to
stop.
You can see that Shanahan's got a plan to boot him. And when he boots him, just because of the numbers, he'll peel a receiver, he'll peel Kittle or a running back, and he puts a linebacker, a safety in no man's land, and they have to pick which one to take. And that worked on the first drive too. So
Lynch, the boot. Lynch, are you aware of the plan to boot him? It's all about the boot.
I'm just excited to see little wrinkles.
I think it's a little strange that you're going to kick someone in the butt just to get them to play better.
Yeah, that's a little weird. It's a little weird. You're giving him the boot.
I'm choosing not to.
This preseason anemic has now become the Rop golf talk where we just placate him.
You took it in the butt.
just happy, just pleased with the progress.
Great. The mechanics
still need
were
to get,
great.
They need to get worked out.
I thought they looked great. I thought the mechanics were fantastic.
I was really concerned about the plumbers though.
It's fine. You guys do your thing. I'm having fun. I'm fully invested. I can't wait for this season.
We're all having fun.
I'm really enjoying it.
And the
electricians, the plumbers, the mechanics.
There's going to be some games where he plays well. There's going to be some games where he plays terrible. And I'm going to ride this roller coaster, baby, all the way to the Super Bowl.
I hear that the Niners are suggesting he goes to a trade school before becoming a starting quarterback.
Get a little more work in there, and we'll see how this goes.
Are you guys trying to turn football jargon into somehow like plumber stuff? I'm not paying attention to you at all. Look at me.
No, you're on cloud nine.
Behind the eyes. You're not listening at all.
I'm thrilled.
Seen you happier. Ever.
Yeah, you have.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah?
No.
I've been happier.
Preseason game one.
I'm pleased.
I see like Nemec on his deathbed when they're like he's recounting his life. And he's like, yes, when my child was born. And when Trey Lance threw that 76-yard touchdown in preseason.
We've lost multiple games from Jimmy having that exact throw.
Including
the Super Bowl.
You've lost it.
It's been there. And it's dialed up. It's drawn up because the safeties have sucked in to stop the run. Shanahan goes to make him pay, throwing over the top. And Jimmy can't make that throw.
This guy says, no offense, I think if I liked anything the way Nemec likes the Niners, my wife would leave me. Did something else happen? Because you've now got your arms up again.
50-yard touchdown pass.
It was the
backup.
I was going to say, he may just leave. This is like the Costanza leave on a high note.
I'm excited. What I'm seeing already is that Shanahan's got the wrinkle. He's inserting it in during the preseason. He's got this wrinkle they're going to throw over the top.
Mike, the wrinkle.
We're going to be able to stretch the field.
They're inserting something?
There's wrinkles. There's inserting of things.
I've watched
there's
3 years.
There's electricians. There's mechanics.
Of stretching the field only horizontally and not
You've
being able to stretch the field.
3 years of stretching what?
What
vertically
are you stretching?
At all. And now they can stretch the field vertically. And I'm excited about it.
We're stretching and we're inserting things and there's a boot involved and someone's at... What is happening?
Who's winning? What is occurring?
I'm very confused. Is someone stealing the pillows?
I'm having so much better a time than you guys are right now. It doesn't matter. Keep doing it. Go ahead.
Everyone sing a song about
it's
popcorn.
Because if he'd have thrown a pick, we would have done 2 segments. Replaying it.
No.
Talking crap.
We wouldn't.
You're an idiot.
I think
we would have.
I think if he threw a pick, you would have gotten one mention. But instead, we got Nemec screaming in the hallway on a 76-yard preseason touchdown pass.
Preseason football, woo!
It was beautiful. I don't think you understand how much I enjoy this.
I think we understand.
Football.
Everyone understands how much you enjoy 49er preseason football.
My wife has asked me, if you had to pick between sports and me, would you actually pick me? And I told her, and it's true, I would pick her.
I don't think so.
And she was like, that's one of the nicest things you've ever said to me.
I think that's a lie.
Because she knows.
I think it's a lie. I really
you
do
think I would give up my wife for football?
Not your kids, but yes, I think you'd give up your wife. If you're telling me.
I don't think so.
I do. I'm telling you right now.
You said I don't think so.
I don't think
you got to come with a definitive, hell no, I'm not leaving my wife for stupid football.
I'm just saying, given the choice, I don't think I would.
You just pulled a Sandusky. Jerry, are you attracted to small boys? Am I attracted to small boys? I don't think I'm attracted to small boys. You just admitted that you like to put your hand on NFL preseason football. That's what you just said. I think if push came to shove and I came to you with the Satan deal, right? I came to you. You are Faust. I'm the devil. And I came to you and said, look, here's what I'm going to do for you. You get to watch all the football the rest of your life. You never miss a second of football. But you have to leave your wife behind. You never get to contact her again. You'd be like Kim and Han, and then I'd throw this one at you. but you get to see your kids whenever you want as well. And you're like, done. Gavel, sign on the dotted line.
I really wouldn't.
Sign on the dotted line.
I genuinely wouldn't.
BS.
I wouldn't.
Like, you can't even keep a straight face. You're Deshaun Watson right now.
It's funny that, I mean, it's closer than it should be, but I would choose my wife and kids.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
Is
I would.
Anyone... by the way, that's going to be the Twitter poll next.
Oh,
is,
no.
Would Nemec forsake his wife forever for nothing but NFL and college football? And I think the answer is yes, and I think we all believe
not.
It.
I can still watch high school football.
Nope. You get no football. None. Zero.
Can I watch basketball?
I'll give you basketball.
Oh, well, then it's not close, because I really do like basketball.
No, you'll always return to your dark master. You'll always return to the pigskin. You can't give it up.
You'll have like a secret room with the TV that like has to go through 17 steps just to get grainy 4x3 footage of this week's highlights.
He's like a drug dealer. He's watching it on a little black and white TV in the back of someone's van. He's like, I gotta do it. He's like, no one will ever know. There's an issue. Is there a rehab for this?
For football love?
You start looking for veins in your arm, even though you don't need to use that at all.
I don't think I'm the worst one in my family either. Like, truly. I don't think I'm the worst.
It's the gene. It's not your fault, Nemec. It's not your fault. It's in the genes.
My cousin, I'm named after my Andrew John. My cousin John is probably more obsessed with football than I am. And I'm not sure it's close.
We need to have a weird fandom off between my brother and the Mariners and you and the 49ers. I'm not certain who wins.
I think he'd win because I gave him up during the Erickson era because I knew they'd be bad and I didn't want to do that to myself. Like, I didn't watch him for 2 years at all, invest in it at all. And he probably would. I mean, clearly, he's been through the dark years.
You guys are both interesting specimens, a little bit closer than we like to admit. All right, we come back. We got rattlesnakes and a Canadian man with a brilliant, brilliant idea. Damn, those Canadians always one-upping us. Clinton 80. Rolls on when we come back here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
We're back. Nemec is filing divorce papers, or should I say his wife is filing divorce papers. He'll be calling 1-800-DIVORCE very, very soon. Once your wife hears this segment.
She's not listening.
That's probably for the best. Does she ever listen?
I think occasionally.
Yeah, I always
not
say.
Not very much.
I am 100% like in the don't listen camp. Lynch, does your wife listen?
My girlfriend listens, yes.
But your wife doesn't, no?
Well, my ex-wife used to sometimes.
My mom and my mom and uncle listen.
Really?
Fairly regularly.
Yeah, I encourage everyone that...
She doesn't tell me when she listens.
See, that's bad.
And
that's dangerous.
She'll bring something... Well, I think we have enough trust that it's okay, but... She'll bring stuff
Look at
up
Mike
like...
with a healthy relationship. Oh, we have enough trust. Oh, la-di-da.
Well, I mean,
I think after getting divorced, I would be pretty smart about knowing how to be in a healthy relationship after realizing what mistakes I made the first time. And that obviously she made.
I was going to say, I think it's more of her mistake.
Well, yeah, but it's not like things were great before that, obviously. Anyway, I digress.
Did you just drop an It Takes Two for the first time?
I think he did.
Man.
It takes two to make the world go right or whatever.
Are you maturing and growing through this where now you can see the other side of it?
That's very disappointing.
Isn't it amazing?
I don't think I could ever. If your situation happened to me, I mean, I don't know how much everybody knows, but if your situation happened to me,
she's a cheating whore.
There is no world in which I would ever, like, I don't care if it's 3 years later, 10 years later. There's no world in which I'm like, eh, it took two. It didn't take two.
It didn't take two. It just didn't involve me.
I wish it would have, and you wouldn't have been with that guy, and then we could have been fine.
Well, it was one and one. It just was a different one.
Let's be clear.
All right.
I am not taking any blame for what happened. But what I'm saying is that I also noticed things that I was doing that contributed to us growing apart.
Well, see, and what I'm saying is, and I'm not saying you're healthier than me. I mean, like, let's be clear
here. Look at us having a Dr. Phil moment here. I love it.
I was just
trying to talk about how my girlfriend drops random show stuff on me.
If that happened in my marriage, there's no scenario where later I would ever even utter the words, well, it takes two. She cheated. I mean, that didn't happen, but I'm just saying, she cheated. She sucks forever. When I'm 80, if she dies, I'll spit on her grave. No.
Wow.
We're not cool.
I think we're learning something about the bitter ball of rage inside one Andrew Nemec. Mike, congratulations.
On being a healthy human being.
Unlike the emotionally stunted preseason football obsessed, soon to be divorced Andrew Nemec.
And clearly those two things go hand in hand. Loves preseason football, can't let anything go.
That does.
Suk, you are like attacking Nemec in this club. Holy cow.
I'm totally.
We're at like three different levels of attack now.
I'm so okay with it.
No, I'm not. It's just amazing that you're adding layers to it every segment.
He's trying to see if he can get to me. But Trey Lance threw a 76-yard dot.
I am trying to see if there's anything
golden
I can do to chip away at the happy exterior of Trey Lance Day and Andrew Nemec.
You brought up that my brother died earlier.
He's impervious to it.
So there's that.
It's true.
Remember that?
You can't ruin his day.
Do you remember that, Sue?
I do. Yeah. You can't.
Remember how you felt when you brought it up? He says laughing.
Well, I'd like to say that was unintentional. The others were unintentional. The dead brother thing, yeah, that was unintentional. And look, like Deshaun Watson.
Suboptimal.
Like Deshaun Watson said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go away after this segment. I'm going to take some time to kind of work on myself. I'm going to do some growth. I'm going to do some development. And I'm going to come back a completely different human being. That's what I'm going to do.
More shots at Nemec when we come back.
Well, it's possible.
Are you now feeling remorse for bringing up his dead brother?
No, not really. Well, I'm kind of dead inside.
Nor should he. It's okay. I mean, we've talked about it enough that...
Well, that was...
I've gone home and cried enough times. I'm okay.
I've collapsed in my car after these shows enough.
This time I do hope my mom's not listening, because my mom, that might actually bother.
This is what I'm saying. This is why...
And mom, if that's the case, I'm sorry. That's not fun listening.
I will not apologize to your boy. I will apologize to you. This is why it's...
Miss Sirocco. Yeah.
Your mom's name is Sirocco?
She's Italian.
Solid.
Yeah. Gina Sirocco.
That's way cooler than Nemec. The whole point of this, before we got derailed, was don't have loved ones listen. So, like, your wife...
Right, I brought it back around.
You're welcome. Your wife listens, Mike, and that's a mistake. I tell everyone I know actively, don't listen. Like, nothing good is going to come from it. Because what inevitably happens is you cannot bring up your significant other or your dad or your mom or your dead brother. You cannot bring them up for like 3 years in a row. And then one time something comes up and you make like an off color joke, or it gets referenced or whatever, you say something. And inevitably, that's the one time they'll tell you, well, I never listen, which is usually a lie. And they're like, I happened to be listening this one time. And then you got to go home and you got to deal with it. Have you had any fallout where that's happened yet?
No.
No?
I have.
I think we're
just so matter of fact. Like,
I have.
No, I have.
I have. Was it over Trey Lance?
No. Wasn't.
No? Would you care to share what it was over?
Not particularly.
What are the chances she's listening again?
If she's... She might not be. but my mom might. And then it's just everybody's involved.
I've already enraged your mother at this point anyway.
She's all right. She'll be all right. I'll talk her off the ledge later. God. This has been a lot of fun. I can't wait to come back.
It's been a hell of a ride. You can only come back when Trey Lance plays well.
What if he'd have thrown two picks and we were doing this? I would be devastated. I would be on the floor.
Nemec would have thrown like a cup of coffee at me at this point. And
what's the drunkest you've ever been? You know what? I'm heading towards it right now.
I still contend if he had thrown two picks, it would have not gone this way.
No.
You guys would have been nice to me?
I would have felt bad.
It wouldn't have gone this level.
It wouldn't have.
What is this level?
We're trying to ruin your happiness.
Oh, I mean.
Well, and if Trey Lance.
I don't know. Why?
Mike, you're included in this.
Mike texted me an apology during this segment.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to do
that.
I did
not.
No, not really.
I did not.
I was kidding.
See, we're trying to see if I can crack your happy exterior from your Trey Lance day.
I'm just keeping it together on the air and later I just fall apart?
Well, that's even better.
And I go on a bender.
That's fantastic. Had Trey Lance
been... I go all dusty cocaine on everybody.
You got a dusty problem. Had Trey Lance been terrible, your day already would have been ruined. Therefore, we would not have had to try to ruin it ourselves.
See, okay, good.
So if anyone's to blame in this whole thing, I think we've come to the conclusion that it's one man's fault, and it's Trey Lance. I think that's where we go on this.
Yeah.
So if Mama Sirocco...
Sirocco?
Sirocco. If Mama Sirocco is upset... She needs to point her anger at one man, and it's not me. It's possibly Mike Lynch, but more importantly, it's Trey Lance. All right, when we come back, what we were going to get to. I got Canadian man news and rattlesnake news, and I've got flying umbrella news, a Mary Poppins situation that took a wild turn. All of that, we'll try to squeeze something in. We'll mail it in with my brother when we come back. Club 1080 here on The Fan. Here, though, is Lynch with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Scotch. On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, we're back. We've all made up. We've kissed, we've hugged. We're both wearing 49er hats. My Trey Lance jersey has been ordered.
which I didn't even have to pay for. It's so nice of you.
No, it's great. I'm very excited about my Trey Lance jersey, which after he flames out in a year or two, I'll just cover up the Lance and I'll put Garcia on the back. It'll be my throwback Jeff Garcia, which I love when people do that. You see the sports jerseys when they just tape over, they crudely tape over the name and they just, you know, it's the same number. Although I think there's I think it's Fanatics now where like if you have a jersey and the player gets traded, I think you can trade it in on a new jersey. I don't know if they give you like full, like a brand new one, but I do think you get like a huge discount toward the purchase of a new one. Because I would think that, like, I'm not a jersey guy, but I would think that kind of sucks. Like, if you bought a sports jersey and then, like you bought, I don't know, your favorite
Devontae
player.
Devontae Adams.
Devontae Packers. Adams. The pack. Exactly. Yeah. Like, you finally break down. You're like, I'm going to buy a Devontae Adams jersey. And then, like, 6 months later, he gets dealt to the Raiders. You're like, son of a gun. Because those things are expensive.
Yeah.
Those are, like, 180. Like, that may be one of the strangest, like, why is that so expensive? Like, when you look at a jersey, it's just essentially like it's a little thicker t-shirt with like a name and number on it. And then they're like, it's authentic. That'll be like $300. Like, those jerseys are so, so spendy. It's crazy.
Yeah, I've been waiting for quite a while to get a nice stitched Trey Lance jersey. And it's... To get a real one, like a nice, authentic one,
they're
really expensive. Yeah, you can get like the $150 one, but they're not always stitched, and the numbers aren't stitched, or the nameplate's not stitched. But to get a really nice jersey is like $300, nice jersey.
I think you can order one from China for like $39.95.
Yeah, I do have some connections way to get them for cheap. So,
look at you. So now what we figured out is that not only do you illegally stream preseason games, but you're not opposed to bootlegging NFL merchandise. Interesting.
Yeah. What
sort of Trey Lance fan are you? Apparently the corrupt kind. True late Trey Lance fan would watch the game legally and buy the authentic Trey Lance jersey that he would get his proceeds from.
Stop making fun of me.
All right, you want rattlesnake news, Canadian man news, or do you want the umbrella story? Because we probably only got time for like one of these.
Whichever one you think is best. That's a cop-out, but there's got to be one that stands out above the others.
All right, I'm going to try to cram in the rattlesnake and the umbrella news because they both involve death.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Staying on theme.
Yeah, we're staying on theme here because we talk about this quite a bit, that there are some deaths that I believe that is your fault.
Accurate.
There's just some things that I would say that you indeed are asking for. And I think I feel bad because a man is dead. But at the same time, I'm like, is it really a tragic accident? Because I'll read you the headline here on the AP news story. Respected snake researcher dies from rattlesnake bite. I understand that there is a need for snake researchers. I get that. But if you're a snake researcher and you indeed die from a rattlesnake bite, isn't there just a small, small piece of you? And by a small piece, I mean a very large piece that just says, eh, you kind of had that one coming.
If you're working with snakes, wouldn't you have the anti-venom ready? I don't understand. And maybe this could be my own ignorance about rattlesnake bites, but you'd think if you were dealing with rattlesnakes, you'd have the, isn't it called anti-venom? Am I being crazy?
Yeah, the anti-venom
ready. And so if you did get bit, because that's an occupational hazard, that you could take care of that or no?
Yeah, he said that he had been bitten. They say he had been bitten before in his career, but recovered. And he got bitten. He was the foremost expert on timber rattlers. And I guess this one, they avoid human contact and they won't even bite. And when they're actually stepped on, they save their venom for their prey. But apparently this guy got like a massive dose and he was done. He'd done this for 30 years. 30 years handling rattlesnakes. The foremost expert in the world. And it finally took him down. William H. Marty Martin. He died August 3rd after being bitten the day before by a captive snake on the property at his home. He got bit by his pet snake from a cage after 30 years.
Heavens to Betsy.
He's 80 years old. That's just, to me, I don't know, maybe the fact that you're 80 and you got bit by a snake. Although that may be one of those, like, you died doing what you love, right?
So, I don't think he loved getting bit by snakes.
Well, but you have
people say that, and it's like in the sphere of what you're doing, but it's like when a catastrophe happens within the sphere of what you're doing, that's not doing what you love.
Well, but you worked with snakes for 30 years. If you work with snakes for 30 years, do you assume that one day the snake will kill you? Like, do you assume that one day the 49ers will do something and you will just keel over and die?
Like, do I think Steve Irwin knew at some point that he was going to die from an animal?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Don't you think that there...
I think he probably thought that was...
Right?
Likely.
And wouldn't you think that's a Legends of the Fall sort of thing? That was a good death when the bear mauls you? Like, isn't that the way that someone like that probably wants to go out?
I think no.
No?
I don't think anybody wants to go out violently being attacked by an animal. Not a single person. And definitely not Cat Lady.
Yeah.
Like 60 cats at once.
Yeah, it's
no
a little
way.
Creepy. But if you're working around a dangerous animal that's sole purpose is to kill you.
But people who work with those animals are the people who are like, they're not dangerous. They just want to be loved. You should be gentle when you handle them, but they're actually quite affectionate and they'd make great pets if they weren't a little bit dangerous.
Mm.
Those are the kinds of people who work 30 years with snakes. They're not people who are like, the sole purpose of this creature is to murder humankind. That's not how they feel.
Well, it was like that guy, that treadwell dude that was up in Alaska.
But he didn't feel like bears were the sole purpose of bears was to kill him.
Yeah,
or kill people.
True.
He thought bears were snuggly creatures, which is why it ate his head.
Mm.
That documentary's fake.
It's freaky.
It's freaky, but yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Grizzly Man.
All right, so this was my two thing. I was going to bookend this. So we have that death, right? Which is like, oh my gosh. You know, it's snake guy dies by snake. And then there's this one. And I guess this is a fairly common thing, believe it or not. Maybe not to the death, but they said there's over 3,000 accidents of these every single year. Like when you're on the beach, right? You're down there, Pacific City or wherever. What do you think is the number one threat to you on the beach?
Sunburn.
Right? Sunburn probably gets you a little bit. Maybe if you're out swimming,
you could drown, I guess, from the waves.
Yeah.
But like, what do you? You said on the
beach. You're on the beach. You're not
stepping
in the water.
On a broken bottle, beer bottle someone broke drinking the night before.
Over 3,000 people are injured every year by this thing, and this lady in South Carolina died. And this made me think of the Isaac Rop one. Like, if Rop died via tater tot. At his funeral, it would have been very awkward because, like, hey, how did he die? He died by a tater tot. This lady was...
Did he almost die from a tater tot?
Yeah, he was choking on a tater tot. And they could. Yeah. No. While
she
he was working
three
here.
Three pumps. Yeah. So he gives me two pumps.
he almost died.
It didn't come out.
I'm intrigued by your tot. You had to have three people give him the Heimlich.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this lady is walking on a beach in South Carolina when an umbrella... The beach umbrella picks up, and I guess they say this is a really, really common thing that people don't realize. You know, those big beach umbrellas are huge, right?
Heavy.
That use for shade, and they've got a sharp end because you stab them into the ground. This beach umbrella in South Carolina gets caught by the wind, picks up, and turns into a gall darn heat-seeking missile.
A javelin
right through the lady.
Oh.
Died by beach umbrella.
Wow.
Holy, that is that not some Final Destination crap right there?
It is that.
So now I just got back from the beach. I should not have read this story because now every time I'm on the beach, I'm going to be like my head's going to be on a swivel. I'm going to be looking for the beach umbrella.
I don't know what Joey Harrington did to you. I wasn't paying attention. But this last hour, it's been rough. We've talked a lot about death.
A lot's going on.
There's been a lot of tearing me down, frankly. What has happened to you in this last 4? What did Joey say?
I'm trying to warn people now.
What did Joey do to him?
This is the summertime. We're all heading out and about. And when you're on the beach, I'm telling you, be aware. Beach umbrellas now like log trucks. They're here to kill you. They're here to kill you. And you think it can't happen to you. There's a woman in South Carolina right now who would say otherwise.
When it is windy on the beach, which is often now,
yes.
And my daughter takes off running, I'm now going to be worried.
That's right.
So thanks for that.
Beach umbrella.
Yep.
This is like my PSA. This is my good deed for the day. I tore you down, but now I probably saved your daughter's life. don't say it.
Okay.
I know where you're going with it, and don't.
Okay.
I just saved your daughter's life.
All right, let's leave it there.
Beach umbrellas.
All right.
We come back. The big fella mails it in with us.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I have something for you.
Well, this is normally where we would talk to John, but apparently it's going right to voicemail.
In his honor.
Actually, it's ringing twice and then going to voicemail, which makes me think he's silencing it.
Ah.
But I also texted him and he has not responded.
Well, he was playing, you know, his little Catch 365 thing. He did play with a homeless gentleman today that was living in a van. So
down by the river?
Well, this was apparently down by a park. So I do want to say it is possible that John is tied up in the back of a van right now. So we'll just throw that out there, but continue.
You asked about autographs earlier.
Yes.
And
we were going to try to get to that, and we ran out of time.
Very recently, within the last 6 months, I have taken to... I have an extensive autograph collection from when I was a kid. Like,
yes.
I have all kinds of... I have crazy cool stuff. Lots of stuff. It's been featured in magazine stuff, but I stopped doing it for years and years and years.
Humble brag.
No, it's cool. It's a cool... Jerry Rice, Michael Jordan, Peyton Manning rookie card. All kinds of stuff. Kobe.
No.
Jordan, I said already, I think. Griffey, the whole thing. A-Rod.
Trey Lance.
No Trey Lance stuff. So lately, I've been buying one cool thing to add every 2-3 months.
Okay.
So I added Aaron Donald autograph rookie card.
Mm-hmm.
Had to have it. I love Aaron Donald. I love Aaron Donald defensively the way that I hope Trey Lance someday becomes. Patrick Surtain, the second.
Yeah.
I got his rookie card signed because he's going to be a monster.
Okay.
And I recently bought a Julio Rodriguez autographed jersey card. So it's a patch, a piece of his game-worn minor league patch signed.
Yeah.
So I'm adding to my collection. If I'm not asking for the autograph from the guy in person, is that less nerdy or am I still super nerdy and it is what it is? I'm collecting it in partnership with my childhood collection to someday give my kids.
Yeah, I see. I don't know, because I'm... This is where I wish my brother's on, because John is a giant autograph hound.
And that's what I said, in honor of him.
Yeah, in honor of him. And the whole story we were doing was Josh Allen is now refusing to sign autographs for adults. He won't do it. You know, at training camp, you know, like, that's the big deal, is you have better access to the players. And Allen said he's only signing for kids. And if he sees kids that the same day, every, you know, like, that are there, like, adults are sending kids to get autographs, he's not going to do it because he's tired of people signing, you know, memorabilia dealers. And he goes, I'm not here to sign for adults. Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters, said the same thing. He said he's not signing. He said, it's not for charity. I don't want to sign. So I'll take a picture or something with you. And so I was going to go to that. It's one of those things. I see both sides, because I think some would say it's worse what you do because you're just buying a grown man riding on something.
Yes.
Whereas at least if you met him, you have an experience and then he signs something for you. But I can kind of see the other way, because I think what you're doing to me is less nerdy because you're not bothering another grown man to sign something.
And I wouldn't.
Yes.
There is no athlete in the world that I would meet. That person would be Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And I've almost had that opportunity. It's a long story. But and I kind of just was like, I'm not into that. I don't want to do that.
I feel like if I was in a situation where, like, I don't know, like you were at some sort of function. Not a function, but I don't know. Like, let's say you
a Super Bowl party.
A Super Bowl party.
And walks Dame.
And in walks Damian Lillard or whatever. And you got to know him a little bit. I think that's maybe a little different environment than just going up when there's just 50 people gathered around it and me just trying to shove a shoe in his face.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
I don't have any. I do have a handful of autograph things, but not many.
Yeah.
You know, and it was most of it years ago. I don't know the last time I got an autographed anything. I'm not that guy. But a lot of people in my family are. My dad's a big collector. My brother is. And honestly, I think the thing that killed it for me, and John admits, like John readily admits that getting autographs is bad, but he loves having them. Yeah. I can't get over the awkwardness of standing in line and
I would never do
paying
that.
For
never would I do that.
A guy that a lot of times, like John goes and does these things at like cards, they're asses.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Like
do that.
They're really mean to you. And it's like, I'm giving you money to sign your name on something and you're being an ass to me. Or the idea that I'm trying to get someone's autograph and they're put off by it. I can't get over that. Like, I wouldn't mind having like an autograph, whatever, of my favorite player, but getting it, I don't know. I can't get over that barrier of how awkward it is, especially now that I'm old. Like, most of the time, the people that I'd be asking for an autograph for, I'm 10 or 15 years older. Like, I'm asking a 20, like Julio Rodriguez is what?
He's 20 years old.
20 years old?
I know. I felt weird about it.
I'm 43. I'm so weird. I'm like, hello, child who's younger than my daughter. Would you please sign? I can't do it.
Yeah.
But if you told me, hey, do you want a Julio autograph bat? Yeah. I'd have that and I'd put it up on
On display.
Put on
right.
display or whatever, but I can't bring myself to do it. It's a weird, that autograph thing is just a strange little world.
I wouldn't do that.
Which is why
but
it's probably easier it. Just to pay for it.
Yeah.
All right, well, no John today. Hopefully everything's okay there. I think that'll do it for us. What do we got? We're going inside the Duckies next. All right. Appreciate the last couple days.
Yep.
We might have a couple next week. We'll see what happens. And always appreciate it. An SNL edition of Primetime. The last couple days. We'll be back on Monday. Everyone be safe, happy, and have a very enjoyable weekend. And we'll catch you guys on Monday, 3 o'clock, right here on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.